This is your host, Danny, and this is a new episode from English Plus Podcast. Today, in our new Vocabulary Builder episode, we're going to talk about the code talkers. It's a very interesting story that not a lot of you know about. And of course, we're going to talk about 10 new words in context. Let me tell you about these words before we start with the story. These words are hone, archive, covert, circumscribe, incredulous, facility, arcane, polyglot, dispatch, and surmount. These are interesting words we're going to learn in an interesting story, so stay with me. But before we start, let me remind you that you can take the link I will leave in the description of the episode, go to my website englishpluspodcast.com to take it to the next level, because I have created a custom post with practice that you can use to make these words part of your active vocabulary bank. So don't miss out on this opportunity. Go to my website and take your English to the next level. And of course, don't forget that my patrons on Patreon will also get an exclusive PDF worksheet with exercises on this episode and review for the previous 4 Vocabulary Builder episodes. So if you're really serious about building your vocabulary, you can become a patron on Patreon. And of course, you can also check my vocabulary building books. They're all on my website and you can find links to them in the description of the episode. You can sample the books first, see what you're going to get before you go to Amazon and buy the books. And now, without further ado, let's start talking about the code talkers. During World War II, an exceptional group of Americans honed speech into a precise weapon and went to war for the United States. Despite the fact that they participated in battles from Guadalcanal to Okinawa, their story is at best a footnote in war archives. They were the Navajo code talkers, and theirs remains one of the few unbroken codes in military history. Unknown to the enemy and most Americans, Native Americans had served covertly as communication specialists in World War I by sending messages in their tribal languages. Their use was circumscribed, however, by their lack of words for such crucial terms as machine gun and grenade. When World War II broke out, a young man who had grown up on a reservation proposed a guaranteed unbreakable code to the Marines. The officers at Camp Elliott were incredulous at first, but when Philip Johnston and 15 Navajo friends demonstrated their facility with the system, the Marines made a decision that would influence the outcome of the war. Previous warfare codes had been too easily broken by the enemy. Germans deciphering English codes could tap common linguistic roots. Japanese soldiers eavesdropping on radio broadcasts were often graduates of American universities. Navajo, however, was entirely foreign to the enemy. It is a tonal language, so its vowels rise and fall, changing meaning with pitch. A single Navajo verb can translate into an entire English sentence. The Marines were confident that the arcane language would give them the needed edge. To devise their vocabulary, the Navajo code talkers named planes after birds and ships after fish. When they ran out of flora and fauna, they constructed word games. District became the Navajo words for deer, eye, strict, and belong became long B. Within days, the Navajo polyglots were encoding and decoding sensitive military dispatches quickly and almost effortlessly. More than 3,600 Navajos served in World War II, but only 420 were code talkers. Members of all 6 Marine Corps divisions in the Asian Pacific Theater, they surmounted the difficulties and baffled the Japanese for 3 years with a hodgepodge of everyday Navajo and some 400 code words of their own creation. Although many of the Navajo code talkers remained in the Marines and served in Korea and Vietnam, the top secret code was never used again. It was declassified in 1968. Only then did the secret come out. So that was our story about the code talkers, and I'm pretty sure that you are interested, and maybe that's something new for you. You've never heard of that. It was not covered in the media. Nobody talks about that, but that was one of the important things that happened in World War II that very few people know about. So I hope you like the story that I shared with you today. But of course, we're here to learn 10 words in context. And let me remind you again, before we start, these words are hone, archive, covert, circumscribe, incredulous, facility, arcane, polyglot, dispatch, and surmount. And let's start with our very first word, hone, H-O-N-E, hone. How did we use that in context? We said, during World War II, an exceptional group of Americans honed speech into a precise weapon and went to war for the United States. What do we mean by hone speech? When you hone something, what does that mean? For example, a skill or technique, idea or product. If you hone something like that, you carefully develop it over a long period of time so that it is exactly right for your purpose. You improve it, you polish it, you enhance it. That's why I told you we use it for a skill, technique, idea, or product. So that was our first word, hone. Now for our next word, archive, A-R-C-H-I-V-E. How do we use that in context? We said, despite the fact that they participated in battles from Guadalcanal to Okinawa, their story is at best a footnote in war archives. When you say something is a footnote, that means it was not given great importance. It was just mentioned as if it were something not really important, but it was, of course. But anyway, our word is not footnote, by the way, it is archive. And here, of course, archives, we use it both, the archive or the archives. What do we mean by that? The archive or archives are a collection of documents and records that contain historical information. And we can also use this word to refer to the place where archives are stored. We can say the archives, and we mean by that the place or this collection of documents and records. So that was our second word, archive. The next word is covert, C-O-V-E-R-T. Covert. How do we use that? We said unknown to the enemy and most Americans, Native Americans had served covertly as communications specialists in World War I by sending messages in their tribal languages. Now, when we talk about something that is done covertly, or the word covert, when we say covert activities or situations, what do we mean by that? Things that were known to everybody? Not at all. It's just the opposite. When we say covert activities or situations, we're talking about secret or hidden activities or situations. So that is the meaning of covert. And now for our next word, circumscribe. That's a long word, I know. It's C-I-R-C-U-M-S-C-R-I-B-E, circumscribe. Now, how do we use that? We said their use, and here, by the way, we're talking about this group of Native Americans who served covertly as communications specialists in World War I. So it's not about World War II. World War II was another story. It was a success. World War I was a success, kind of, but there was a problem. Their use was circumscribed, however, by their lack of words for such crucial terms as machine gun and grenade. Now, Native Americans didn't have these words in their language because they didn't need it, of course. But in war, especially World War I, machine gun and grenade, for example, these were crucial terms and they didn't have them in their tribal languages. So their use was circumscribed. So it was limited. It was confined. If someone's power or freedom is circumscribed, it is limited or restricted. So here we're just talking about their use was restricted or limited because they lacked such crucial terms for the military warfare, just like machine gun and grenade. But remember the word circumscribed, that means limited or restricted. All right, that was our word. And now for the next word, which is also a big word, but a very interesting word as well. Incredulous. I-N-C-R-E-D-U-L-O-U-S. Incredulous. Now let's take a look at how we use that in context. We said, the officers at Camp Elliott were incredulous at first. But when Philip Johnston and 15 Navajo friends demonstrated their facility with the system, the Marines made a decision that would influence the outcome of the war. Now, when you are incredulous, what does that mean? Do you believe someone's story if you are incredulous? Not at all. And that's exactly how the officers at Camp Elliott were at first. They were incredulous at first. If someone is incredulous, they are unable to believe something because it is very surprising or shocking. So it is like saying you're skeptical, you're suspicious, you're disbelieving. That is the meaning of incredulous. A very interesting word indeed. And now for our next word, facility. And we use it in the same context, but I will say it again. But first, facility is F-A-C-I-L-I-T-Y. Facility. Now, he said the officers at Camp Elliott were incredulous at first, but when Philip Johnston and 15 Navajo friends demonstrated their facility with the system, the Marines made a decision that would influence the outcome of the war. Now, when we talk about facilities, we're talking about buildings, yes, but when we talk about the facility for something or with something, like we said, the facility with the system, it has a different meaning. If you have a facility for something, for example, learning a language, you find it easy to do. If you have a facility for something, you can learn it, you can use it very easily, and usually you find this thing a lot easier than most people do. So that is the meaning of facility in our context. So you might have heard of the word facility before, but here's a new way we can use the word facility, and it's a very interesting way to use this word in a new context. And now for our next word, arcane. A-R-C-A-N-E. Arcane. How do we use that in context? We said the Marines were confident that the arcane language would give them the needed edge. Now, what are we talking about, the arcane language? This tribal language, but it was a kind of a mixture. The tribal language and words they created on their own. So it was arcane. If something is arcane, is it easily understood? Not at all. It's just the opposite. Something that is arcane is secret or mysterious. Very few people may understand what it is. And that was exactly what this code was all about. It was arcane to the enemy. They found it mysterious, secret, and that is exactly what is needed in a code. And it worked because it was arcane to the enemy. So that was our word. And the next word we have is polyglot. P-O-L-Y-G-L-O-T, polyglot. Now, how do we use that in context? We said, within days, the Navajo polyglots were encoding and decoding sensitive military dispatches quickly and almost effortlessly. Now, here when we're talking about polyglots, what do we mean? A polyglot is a person who speaks or understands many languages. And that word suits these Navajo code talkers perfectly. These were polyglots, and they used their language skills to encode and decode sensitive military dispatches quickly and almost effortlessly. And that brings me to the next word, military dispatches. That is our next word, dispatch. D-I-S-P-A-T-C-H. What does that mean? We said within days, the Navajo polyglots were encoding and decoding sensitive military dispatches quickly and almost effortlessly. What does that mean? A dispatch is a message or a report that is sent, for example, by army officers or government officials to their headquarters. That is the meaning of dispatch. Of course, dispatch has other meanings as well, but the meaning in our context here, it's simply a message, like an instruction or a missive. And now we come to our very last word for today's episode, and that is surmount. S-U-R-M-O-U-N-T. Let's take a look at how we use that in context. We said members of all six Marine Corps divisions in the Asian Pacific Theater, they surmounted the difficulties and baffled the Japanese for 3 years with a hodgepodge of everyday Navajo and some 400 code words of their own creation. Now, what does it mean when you surmount a difficulty? When you surmount a problem or difficulty, you deal successfully with it. You overcome this problem. You conquer this problem. And that is exactly what we mean in this context. They surmounted the difficulties. They overcame the difficulties. And with that, we come to the last of the 10 words I wanted to share with you in today's episode in the context of our very interesting and special story, The Code Talkers. Let me remind you again, these words are hone, archive, covert, circumscribe, incredulous, facility, arcane, polyglot, dispatch, and surmount. And of course, if you want to take it a step further, you can take the link you can find in the description of the episode. Go to my website, EnglishPlusPodcast.com. There is a custom post I created for this episode where you can practice what you've learned. Because trust me, practicing is the most important thing that will keep these words in your memories, and not only in your memories, in your active vocabulary bank. You can use these words on your own later to express yourself better in English. And if you want to take it even a step further, you can become a patron on Patreon. And by doing that, you will get the exclusive PDF that I sent to my patrons with extra activities and with review activities for the previous 4 vocabulary builder episodes. And of course, there's more. I know you're saying you're just marketing your stuff. Of course, I'm marketing my stuff because it's good stuff. It's stuff that you need. If you want to take your English and especially vocabulary to the next level, you can find my Vocabulary Builder series on my website. You can find a sample of these series so you can look at what you're going to buy. If you decide to buy, of course, the books are all on Amazon. The links are in the description. And with that, we come to the end of today's episode. I would like to thank you very much for the time you gave me, and I hope that you've learned a lot and you enjoyed this episode. This is your host, Danny. Thank you very much for listening. I will see you next time.